I'd like to thank organizers for inviting me and giving me the opportunity for this talk. And actually, I feel sorry that my talk is not related to cryptography, as far as I know. And all right. So the outline of this talk is like this. And first, we define Euclid prime sequence, and we review some works or some preceding works, and then we generalize this notion of the Euclid prime sequence to unique factorization domains with a total order. Then we give some counter examples for counterexamples for the conjecture made by Shanks, and finally we give some numerical results to consider what's going on if the counter what's going on except for our counterexamples. Okay, so I believe everyone in this room knows the proof of by Euclid that there exist infinitely many primes, but let's see once again. So assume that there exist only finite many primes, so say p1 to pn, then we form a product of them, then and one, and let p be n or the least or the largest or whatsoever the prime factor of m, then p is a prime number different from p1 to the pn. So we have infinite, so this is a contradiction, hence there are infinitely many prime numbers. So we can use this algorithm to produce a sequence of primes. So for example, so let's see, it's the first prime is 2, then add 1, so we obtain 3, and then we multiply 2 and 3, and add 1, then we obtain 7, and so on. Then if we compute the product of these four primes, add one, then we have a composite number. Then here we take the minimal prime factor 13 to proceed. Then we multiply these numbers and add one, and then we again obtain the composite, and we take 55 and so on. So our problem is, can we obtain all the primes by this method? Okay, so as far as I know, the first article on the problem is written in 1963 by Mewing, and it appears here, and he wrote something like this. So he considered the PI with the minimal prime factor, and he asked that does the sequence PI obtained by the minimal prime factor generate all the primes? And he also considered the sequence obtained by taking the largest prime factor. And he also asked that the does this sequence generate all the primes? And that's all he writes, and he gave no reason why these conjectures are plausible or are not plausible. But if you think for a moment, it is easy to show that 5 does not appear in the sequence if we take the largest prime factor. So, this conjecture is clearly false for the largest prime factor. And this is quite easy, but a more elaborate argument can be found in this article. And they showed that Cox and van der Poelten showed that 5, 11, 13, 7, and so on. And these primes do not appear in the sequence if we take the largest factor. Okay. And in 1968, the guy Novakovsky wrote some notes in the Delta, which I had some trouble to obtain this paper, but and they consider the different sequence. Namely, they take all prime factors into consideration. So the first three terms are the same, but the after we obtain 43, we factorize and we obtain 13 and 139. And then we take only 13, but they take both 13 and 139 to proceed the next step. So in their case, they have they compute this product. So, but product with 13 and 139 and plus 1, and this is a prime, and so proceed so on. And so in other words, the sequence nth term of this, let an be the nth term of the sequence, then we have the thing performed here is to compute the this recurrence formula and examine the prime factor of an, provided if all an are square free. But I don't see why these an are square free. And maybe they say that they take all primes with multiplicity. I don't know. They wrote anything about this. Anyway, they consider somewhat different sequence, but we see this recurrence relation later. And on page 61, they also consider the Euclid prime sequence with taking only the minimal prime factor, and they say that the probability argument suggests that they do, meaning that all the primes should be appear. But this is the only they wrote, and I don't know what no description of their probability argument is given there. So I don't know what the argument is. Then in 1991, Daniel Shanks wrote some four-page paper Euclid primes, and he gave the reason why this conjecture should be true, and so he wrote that this conjecture is almost certainly true because heuristic arguments is compelling. And let Q be the smallest prime that has not occurred up to Pn. So here Pn is a prime sequence obtained by taking the minimal prime factor. So the product of the preceding primes can be any residue between 1 and Q minus 1 modulo Q. And he said that these modulo are distributed uniformly. So if they distribute uniformly, then sooner or later it takes a residue Q minus 1, then the next term we obtain Q. And he continues, the only contradiction known to me is very minor, and some Pn plus 1, for Pn is a preceding product of the preceding prime, are themselves prime, and that he says that happens for n equal 1, 2, 4, 7, and 8. And for such n, the residue of the next term is not uniformly distributed, so his argument does not apply. But he said that this is very minor. Okay, so 2 years later, Samuel Rungstad published a paper computing Euclid primes, and he performed the extensive numerical computation for several initial values. I think I give the definition of initial values later, and offsets, and he used the elliptic curve method for factorization. And I think, I believe that he used the state of art of the factoring method in the, in, as of the 1993. And he reached that he obtained the 33 terms of the sequence. And it begins like this. And with, within these 33 terms, prime 31, which is 11th minimal prime, does not appear. So, despite of his talent and hardware and his effort, all he got is 33 terms, and it is there are so few terms to see whether the conjecture is true or not. And during past 15 years, there are of course many advances on the both ECM and the computer hardware, but I'm afraid that still we cannot obtain convincing numerical results with the state of the art integer factorization algorithm. Maybe we can proceed, say, 10 more terms, but I think not 100. Okay, so and this is a. Last paper that I could find, the latest paper I could find in the MathSciNet database. Okay, so we formulate this problem a little bit generalized sense. So let R be a unique factorization domain with a total order, and let P be the set of all irreducible elements. And unit group acts on P, of course. And we fix the complete representative system of the, this axion, orbit of this axion, and denote it by P, script P. And of course, there are many choices, but we take a natural one. So in the case of ring of integers, we take P, we use P equal to the set of ordinal primes. Okay? And for a prime P, irreducible element P, and a non-zero element C, and note that we do not impose C to be a unit, but we exclude the case implicitly that the resulting these sequences are infinite sequence. So anyway, so we define the series, the minimal Euclid sequence of P, C, in R by putting the, for technical reason, we begin the index at minus one, and the initial term is P, and the next term is the minimal prime factor dividing product of the preceding primes plus C. And similarly, we define maximal Euclid prime sequence of PC similarly, but we take the maximal prime factor. And since R is obvious by context, we omit this for simplicity. So with our formulation of the Shanks conjecture for R is that it's as follows, and if the minimal Euclid prime sequence PC equal to the set of the prime elements. Okay, so and for and I'd like to here to determine to introduce the order of polynomial ring, order on polynomial ring over finite fields, since they have a priori intrinsic order. So they don't have a priori order. So let P be a prime, and let f of x is a polynomial with coefficients in the fields of finite field of P elements. Then we define an integer z of f like by this, now where the alpha n is a rational integer which reduces to n modulo P. So in another sense, we lift f of x to the ring of we lift f of x to a polynomial with rational coefficient naturally, and then we evaluate p at p. So this gives bijection from fp of x to the set of non-negative integers. And this map induces an order of f of px by defining f1 is less than or equal to f2 if and only if the value the v of f1 and is less than or equal to v of f2 in the ring of rational integer. So for example, in f2 in the f2x, we see that this inequality holds. And we use this order unless otherwise noted. And for the set of prime element modulo units, we use the monic irreducible polynomial. Okay, so we mainly consider the minimal Euclid prime sequence, minimal Euclid prime sequence, and because somehow the largest prime, the largest Euclid prime sequence is uninteresting at, for me. And for example, the polynomial x cubed plus x plus 1 does not appear in the maximal Euclid sequence of x1 in the f2x. And the proof is simple. So this sequence begins with x and x plus 1, and then we take a product of them, so x squared plus x and plus 1, so and so on. And the point is that these three polynomials are the only irreducible polynomial smaller than this polynomial. So if we have p sub n is x cubed to x cubed plus x plus 1 with some n, then we should have this equality because these three polynomials are already appeared. So since this should be the maximal factor, this is the only possibility of this this. So this query means that the product of p sub minus 1 to p n minus 1 is to equal to this, and we can factorize it. Then this is the multiple of this one, which contains a square factor, but the right-hand side is square-free. This is contradiction. So, and this is, in fact, this proof is analog to a well-known fact that 5 does not appear in the maximal Euclid sequence of 2-1. So, in fact, for us, we only consider the minimal Euclid prime sequence. Well, so we will introduce one more notion, which is a totally irreducible sequence. So we call minimal Euclid prime sequence totally irreducible if the product of preceding times plus c is irreducible for all n. So in this case, regardless of order, the next prime is given by this, because this is already a prime. And since this holds all for all n, we have this. So plugging into this formula to this one, we have this one, which is equal to the dc to the np plus c, where the dc is x times x plus c, and dc to the n is n times iteration of dc. And this equality can be proved by an easy induction on n. And we understand that dc to the 0 is an identity map. So if the minimal Euclid prime sequence of PC is totally irreducible, then Chang's conjecture is apparently false because there are always prime between M and 2M. However, it is easy to see, or almost trivial, that the Euclid prime sequence of minimal Euclid prime sequence of P1 is not totally irreducible. This is obvious. But for general case, the totally irreducibility is totally non-trivial. And conjecture is that the minimal Euclid sequence of PC over the ring of integer is never totally irreducible. I couldn't prove this. And what I obtained is that is this theorem, and let Sk to be 2 to the k plus 1, and let p be a prime, and assume that Sk is prime, which is certainly true for some small phi values of k, and that p is not equal to the Sk, and p is not congruent to minus 1 modulo Sk, then the minimal Euclid prime sequence of P2 is not totally reducible. So, if obvious query is that if there are infinitely many prime Fermat prime numbers, then the minimal Euclid sequence of P2 is never totally reducible. But we don't know this statement. Does anyone know this? So my point here is that this problem is related to the existence of Fermat prime number, and so it's not that simple. Okay, but let us observe that the minimal Euclid prime sequence of X2 over the ring of over the polynomial ring over the integer is totally irreducible, whatever the order is. So I didn't define the order of here, but it is not relevant. Because in this case, Pn is given by this, and this is always irreducible by the Eisenstein criteria. So assuming the Bateman-Horn conjecture, there exists infinitely many prime P, such that the first n terms are always prime. So probably this sequence is not totally irreducible. But on the other hand, there can be arbitrary long prime sequence. Okay. So now I would like to state main theorem of the talk. So let P be an odd prime, and recall we defined that this to the X to be X times X plus C. And since we consider values of repeated application of the GT, and since FP is a finite field, cannot be the infinitely different main values. So we eventually have the two integers such that gc to the m of minus c squared over 4 is gc to the n of minus c squared over 4. Okay? So then for the larger value of n, the sequence is just a cycle. So assume that this value and this value are quadratic non-residue in FP for all n less than or equal to m. Then the minimal Euclid sequence of XC in this polynomial ring over the finite field of P elements is totally irreducible. And the proof is not that difficult, and we put a minus 1 of x to the x and define a and x by this recurrent formula, then by induction, we obtain this. And clearly, either a sub 0 of x is x plus c, and this is irreducible. Now we put gamma 0 to the minus c if it is the root of either x equal to 0, and let gamma n to be 1 of roots of gc of x equal gamma n minus 1. So this is a quadratic equation of x, and since an x is equal to the gc to the n of x plus c, So we see that n, gamma n, is the root of n of x equal to the 0. And by this formula, we see that the degree of n is 2 to the n. Therefore, the statement that the Euclid minimal sequence, the minimal Euclid sequence of xc is totally irreducible, is that n plus 1 of x is irreducible for all n. And since this degree is 2 to the n plus 1, this is equivalent that the field extension degree of this extension is 2 to the n minus 1. But clearly, Fp of gamma n is a subfield of Fp of gamma n plus 1. So this is equivalent that at each stage n, we have a quadratic extension for all n. And this is equivalent that the gc of x minus gamma n is irreducible quadratic polynomial over Fp of gamma n for all n. Right? Then this is equivalent that the c squared over 4 plus gamma n is not square in this field, because this is simple algebra, because of this simple algebra. And this is then equivalent that c squared over 4 plus gamma n to the p to the 2 to the n minus 1 over 2 is minus 1. And this should be plus minus 1. So we consider this equal. We can consider this equal in Fp. Okay. So, and this statement clearly holds for n equals 0, because this is the part of our assumption. So n equals, the case n equals 0 is done. And for positive value of n, we denote sigma n the unique non-trivial element of this Galois group. So this is a quadratic extension, so only there are two elements of this group. And this is actually the p to the 2 to the n minus 1 power of power map. And since minimal polynomial of gamma n is given by this, we see that the action of Frobenius on gamma n is equal to the minus gamma n minus c. So instead of computing this value, we slightly add some generalization, and we compute this value for arbitrary values in value of p in Fp. So we won't compute this one, but we split this power like this. I think this is a standard technique, and this is nothing but the Frobenius operation. So we can evaluate like this, and note that the t is not changed because t is in the prime field. So we obtain this and multiply this, then we got this one. And this power of minus 1 is minus 1 only if p equals 3 modulo 4 and n is 0. Otherwise, this power of minus 1 is 1. So, in summary, if so, we comparing this and this, the n here is decreased by 1, and instead we need to apply GC here once. So using this equality repeatedly, we see that this value is eventually equal to this one, because we add to the we so because the index decreases to gamma 0, which is minus c, and we need to apply GC n times. So in particular, taking t to the minus, so since there is minus, we need to set t equal to the minus c squared over 4, and then this value is equal to this, and this is minus 1 because of our assumption. So that's the proof. So we have some procedure, which or criterion, which we can determine whether the given P and C, the minimal Euclid prime sequence, is totally irreducible or not with finitely many steps. And let's see for some example. So take P equal to 5 and C equal to 1. Then this minus C squared over 4 is 1, since we are working over the characteristic 5, and we have these values. And so the so up the well d1 to the n of 1 is either 1 or 2, and since by adding 1 we'll have this equality, and both 2 and 3 are quadratic non-residue in F5. So therefore we know that the minimal Euclid prime sequence of x1 in F5 x is totally irreducible by the preceding theorem. And similarly, we see that this sequence is also totally irreducible. And something interesting example is this case. So P equals 83 and C is 28. In this case, this value is quadratic non-residue for n less than 8. All of them are quadratic non-residue. But when n equals 9, it's a quadratic residue. And indeed, polynomial a9x is irreducible polynomial over the irreducible polynomial of degree 512. But the next term is a product of two irreducible polynomials of degree 512, and this is a reflection. This is a reflection of the fact that this is a quadratic residue. And therefore, the minimal Euclid sequence of x 28 in the f 83x is not totally irreducible. Okay. So we can now see whether the given P and C, the Euclid prime sequence, is total, whether the Euclid prime sequence is totally irreducible or not. But the question is, how often they become totally irreducible? And I don't have a good estimate, but at least I can say that at least there are infinitely many of them. So recall that a plus bi, where a and b is a rational integer, and I is the square root of minus 1, is said to be primary if either a equals 1 modulo 4 and 4 divided by b, or a equals c modulo 4 and b is 2 modulo 4. and each irreducible element, note that this ring has a unit group of this ring is order 4. So, and we can take representative of the set of irreducible elements of this ring, this integer ring, by a module the group of unit by the this primary element. So let pi be irreducible and primary element in the ring of integer of the square root minus 1, which is not rational integer. So pi must be a height 1 integer. Then and assume that pi equals pi minus I module 5, and note that 5 splits in this ring. So this is not congruence module prime, so be careful. And or the pi equal plus minus 2 module 4. And let p be a norm of pi. Then 5 is quadratically the module p. And if we and so there is a 2 square roots of 5 in fp. And let f and the square root 5 of 5 denotes one of them in this fp. So the this minimal, so if we consider the minimal Euclid sequence of defined by this, then this is totally reducible. And by Chebyshev density theorem, we obtain that there exist infinitely many primes p such that the minimal Euclid sequence of xc in the fp of x is totally reducible for some c, because they have density one over five, I think. Anyway, they have positive density. And the proof of this theorem is uses a quartic reciprocity law if you want to be elementary, or if you want to use a quasi theory, it's just explicit reciprocity law in the this should be a Cory Brock on the Q root minus 1. Okay. So despite of Shanks, what the Shanks said, that the totally reducible sequence is quite unlikely, we saw that there are many primes p where this sequence is totally reducible for some c. Okay, but in other cases, I computed some numerical example, and these results suggest that if this sequence is not totally irreducible, then Shanks' conjecture of this sequence seems to be true. And I show in the next slide in the results, but before proceed, okay, so we are working on the ring of polynomials over finite fields. And usually, the factorization of the polynomial over the finite field is easy. At least it is considered to be easy. But it's not as simple as it looks. I use FFT-based multiplication and various reduction with fast precomputation and fast and correct GCD algorithm by Moenk. The original paper by Moenk has contains a bunch of errors and many sloppy points of arguments. And there is a famous book of Ehrhoff Prof. Ullmann named The Design of an Analysis of the Computer Algorithm, but they are still incorrect. And Japanese translation points out the fact, but that Japanese translation introduced another error. So, well, maybe you have better to see some new recent textbook which is correct. Okay, I use everything asymptotic fast algorithm, but even these fast algorithm, it takes too long time to factorize the polynomial of degree of like of 150,000 or more. I thought if I remember correctly, the largest degree is about 180,000. So it's quite time consuming. Okay. So here's the result, and I computed the case of p equal to 2, 3, and 5, and for the p equal 5, the case c equal 1 is a totally reducible, as we have seen. So the other case, these all other cases are not totally reducible. So for example, for the case of p equal 2, the column marked by star denotes the number of monic reducible polynomials of specified degree. So, for example, we have 30 monic reducible polynomials of degree 8 in the field of characteristic 2 and 810 in the field of characteristic 3 and so on. And other entries show that we obtained 9 monic reducible polynomial, and the last appearance is 329th term. So we see, for example, we have obtained all the monic reducible polynomial up to degree 8 in case of p equals 2, and for degree 9, 55 out of 56 appeared. And I cannot proceed further because the next term seems to be probably irreducible polynomial of degree 180,000. So I cannot proceed further. I start here. So for the case of p equals 3, all irreducible polynomial of degree less than or equal to 5, and for degree 6, we have almost all obtained the degree 6 irreducible polynomial. And for the case of 5, we will obtain all the irreducible polynomial of degree less than or equal to 3, and for degree 4, we obtain almost all. Or about 90% of them. So compared to the integer case, I think, for example, for the case of p equal 2, we have obtained more than 50 primes. First 50 primes. So I think, I don't know how do you feel about this table, but I think this example suggests the correctness of the Shanks conjecture. Okay. And for p equal, during this computation, for p equal 5, degree of products of preceding prime, namely this one, for c equal 4 seems to grow faster than the case for c equal 2 and 3. And okay, this is the graph. And in case of p equal 3, then we have two values for c, namely c equal 1 and c equal 2, and these growth rates look the same. But for p equal 5, and c equal 2 and c equal 3, the growth rate is, well, maybe similar. But from the beginning, the case of p equal 4 has many large jumps, which correspond to the irreducible polynomial of large degree and go up higher. And then here, we have irreducible polynomial of degree about 70,000. And then jump up degree and go up and so on. So I don't know. Well, maybe with only 2,000 tons, maybe it's a bit too early to conclude something from here, but well, somehow I feel that the case of SQL 4 is different from other cases, but I don't know. I don't obtain any results about this. Okay. So in summary, there are infinitely many cases where the for which the this Euclid prime sequence is totally irreducible, and for these cases, Chang's conjecture is false. But the all the other case, for the all the other case, numerical computation suggests that the Chang's conjecture is true. Okay. So this is a table of possible open problems, and from number theoretic point of view, for example, if the Chang's conjecture is true for R, if the Chang's conjecture for the ring R is true, then its crude dimension of that ring is equal to 1. I think this should be so, but I couldn't prove it. And is the Chang's conjecture for f of px true for non-total irreducible case, or the what about the original case? And can this preceding product of preceding prime plus c be prime for infinitely many n? Well, maybe they are very rare, but if you remember this one, which occurs about 106,000 terms, maybe it can occur infinitely or not. I don't know. And finally, the growth rate of this degree for non-total irreducible values are same or not. And as to the algorithmic number theory, so is the fast algorithm to extract the smallest degree factors from dense polynomials? And is there any fast irreducibility test for elements of polynomial of a finite field? I mean that the faster than the any textbook method. And is there any factoring algorithm for x in either integer or a polynomial with finite polynomials over finite field, in the case that we have complete factorization of x minus c? Because in our case, we know that this is a product of this distinct prime, and we know the prime. So can we utilize the fact to the fast factoring? I think, well, so and this is a bit different from, say, p minus 1 method. P minus 1 method is says that the factor of factor minus the mentioned factor of this, not by this. Okay, so that's all. And I'd like to thank the Department of Mathematics of Saitama University, which I was in there 2 years ago, and for providing me computer resources to perform the numerical examples. This concludes my talk, and thank you for attending.